May 24th, 2015, the Solemnity of Pentecost. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. My prayer today is that the heart of the world be united in the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. There is no prayer more worthy than this, for it is the compromise of truth that bears the bad fruits of error and disunity. I challenge each soul to recognize the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit and to respond to them. There is one Spirit, but many gifts. Each soul is given strengths to build up the truth, my kingdom on earth. Do not look for new paths or explore ingenious interpretations of the truth to suit your own agendas. Do not seek lifestyles not of me. Remain united in the Holy Spirit despite popular opinion or any disordered personal gain. If you only knew the treasure of truth, which is holy love, you would cling to it and never abandon it. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 7 and 11 through 16. The synopsis, unity of the mystical body of Christ, the Church, and diversity of gifts are from the one Holy Spirit. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipment of the saints, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.